Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
If we commit to ourselves before we start something that this is a long-term play for us, then we're much more likely to be effective in our practice.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to mention Daredevil. You know what? I need to mention Daredevil. I need to mention Daredevil to you. It's not just a want, it's a need, because you need this. Daredevil, quite simply, defends your home against kick-in burglary attacks. They happen frequently. There are 1.4 million homes that are broken into every year, and a lot of them are done through kick-ins. If you've got a home security system, then props to you. I'm glad you've got that, and that's important. But it doesn't prevent the bad people from kicking in your door, whether it's your front door, your back door, your side door. You need something like the Daredevil, and Daredevil is the best in the business when it comes to providing proof that it works. You can go to daredevil.com and even watch a video with Terry Bradshaw talking about it, and you can see how it works. It's a very simple product to install, but if you're not into that, then you can just hire a handy person and they can install it for you. Very simple. Put it inside the door frame of your front door, your back door, every door you have, and you can defend your home against the kick-in burglary attacks. It's needed. In addition, this is my brother's company, so it's near and dear to my heart. And because it's my brother's company, I'm able to offer you an exclusive discount because he was so kind to do so. You can go when you check out your purchase at daredevil.com, and there's going to be a little field. You enter the word best ever, no space, just one word, best, BESTEVER, and you'll get a 20% discount on your purchase. So go to daredevil.com, go buy it, enter best ever, and secure your home against kick-in burglary attacks. There are so many testimonials on the website. You can read them from police officers, from a woman who is being her house is being attacked from an enraged ex-husband, and the Daredevil defended that attack. He didn't get in. There's like 20 different testimonials from police officers on the Daredevil. Go buy it. Defend your home against burglary kick-in attacks. Go to daredevil.com and enter the word best ever whenever you check out, and you'll get 20% off on your purchase.
Best ever listeners, welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is a show where we cut out the fluff. We only talk about the best advice that moves your real estate investing business forward. Today is Friday. So we're going to do a special segment called Follow Along Friday, where we talk about things that are going on in my entrepreneurial life. And when I say we, I am joined usually on Fridays by my co-author of the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever book, Volume 1, and soon to be Volume 2, Theo Hicks. Hey, Theo.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
It's going well. I am much more well, if that's proper English, than you. I know you've been battling a little bit of a cough, so thanks a lot for joining us, even though you're not 100%.
Oh, no problem, Joe. I would not miss this for the world.
Well, today, as I mentioned, best ever listeners, we're going to talk a little bit about what I got going on, and not because I think you necessarily care about what I'm up to, but more about the lessons I've learned while I experience these things, because my thought is always about how to provide value to you. So with that being said, I want to kick things off talking about a book that I'm reading. It's called The Talent Code. I heard about it on Tim Ferriss's podcast, and something that I found interesting, I'm about halfway through. I'm on page 104 of 136 pages. And on page 104 of The Talent Code, it mentioned something that was fascinating to me. I was blown away by it. And I started thinking, well, how can I apply this to my real estate endeavors? And oh man, it's so freaking obvious how to do it. And so let's talk about this study. The Talent Code's a book that talks about how greatness isn't born, it's grown, and how exactly to grow your talent, and why there are certain hotbeds of talented people in certain industries in particular areas. And one of the things that they talked about in this study in particular that I want to mention is that they did a study with, I think it was high school musicians, and they studied 157 kids, and they studied them from whenever they were young all the way through high school graduation, and tracked their progress through a bunch of different tests on their musical proficiency. And they asked the kids one question before they started tracking their success or average skills, or ultimately just below average skills in their musical proficiency. And they asked them, how long do you anticipate playing your new instrument? And they basically categorize the responses into short term, medium term, and long term, because some would say through elementary, some would say next week, some would say through high school, some would say all my life. So they took all the responses and they categorized them to short term commitment, medium term commitment, and long term commitment. And what they found was stunning. They found that the kids who said at the very beginning, before they picked up an instrument, I plan on this being a long-term commitment, so I plan on playing it for my whole life or through high school, they had a success or proficiency of over 400% compared to short-term commitments. But the kicker is that the long-term commitment people practice for 20 minutes a week, whereas the short-term commitments practice for an hour and a half. So what's the takeaway? Well, if we commit to ourselves before we start something that this is a long-term play for us, then we're much more likely to be effective in our practice, and we start taking ownership of what we do, and that will allow us to be more successful. So I think about it, and I talk to my clients all the time about this, that with multifamily syndication in particular, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. We need to have a thought leadership platform, and any real estate investor needs to have a thought leadership platform. I've talked about this in detail in many many podcasts. I won't go into it in too much detail, but I will say that a thought leadership platform is simply a podcast, a blog, a YouTube channel, a book, maybe an event series that you do locally, something, some sort of thought leadership platform. And we've got to do something to cultivate that platform consistently, because when we do it consistently and over time, we are in it for the long run. We're in it for the marathon, not the sprint. And we're able to build on successes over time. And it also reminds me, now that we're talking through this, of a Richard Branson blog post. He recently posted on Virgin Airline or Virgin America's blog about, as an entrepreneur, we should always take the stairs, both literally and metaphorically speaking. Literally gets you more exercise whenever we're on, have a busy day, but metaphorically speaking, take the stairs, get the incremental progress every single day, know that there's going to be some issues that come up, and that's going to knock us down a couple stairs, but then we're going to keep on climbing, versus someone who tries to take the elevator and tries to achieve the success by cutting corners. We might achieve it quickly, but just as quickly as we got up to that floor, that elevator might plummet to the ground, and that's going to hurt. So this all ties into having the mentality of, we're in this for the long run. And best ever listeners, I know you're in this for the long run because you listen to this podcast, which is a daily podcast. So you're in it. We're preaching to the choir, right? So perhaps it's a reminder to ourselves that when we initially take on something, that we think about ourselves and we identify this thing we're about to take on as something that we're going to be doing for the long run. Because this study shows in the book, The Talent Code, on page 104, this study shows and proves that if we transcend that thought process and we make it a reality to and attach to our identity, then we're going to be more successful in our practice. We're going to be more effective in our practice than if we think it's just a shorter or medium-term commitment.
Something else that makes me think about, and you kind of do the analogy of, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. I wish I could remember where I heard this from, but it was some video that was talking about the talent code. And he wasn't talking about this specific study, but he was kind of bringing together the whole entire theme of the book. And he was saying that it's not a sprint, it's also not a marathon. It's like running multiple marathons back to back, and you have to approach it that way. And the key there, and kind of comparing it to the musicians and the fact that the ones that did better only practiced for 20 minutes a day, whereas the ones that were less effective practiced for like an hour and a half, and they were taking the elevator and probably trying to rush their success because they had a quicker end in mind. A key there is patience. And if you have that long-term vision, you can be a lot more patient when you realize that what you're going to do is going to take decades versus a couple of months or a couple of years. Then if you do fall down a couple of stairs, as Richard Branson would say, you'll have the patience in mind because you'll realize, well, hey, I don't expect to reach my goal, so to speak, for another 10 years. Whereas for these musicians, I guess, that were trying to, expecting to only be doing their career for a couple of years or however long they said they were going to do it, they had to rush and they couldn't be patient. And when you're not patient, you make a lot more mistakes and you like taking shortcuts and so on and so forth. So now I think that's a very good technique. I remember we were talking about the talent code on our drive back from Columbus, and I thought I had that book, but I'm looking at my bookshelf now, and it's called The Little Book of Talent that I have. So I'm definitely going to pick up the talent code because I've heard about it a lot, and I thought I had it, but I don't.
The back-to-back marathons versus just one marathon is something I really like. The marathon can symbolize a project that we're working on. Perhaps it's a deal, or it could symbolize a relationship, personal or professional, or any number of things. But it's true. Our lives are comprised of a bunch of marathons, and we're running multiple marathons at one time. And once we complete it, then we're on to the next one, because that's just how we're, as human beings, are wired. We just want to achieve. And so it's important we enjoy these marathons as we're running them, number one. But then number two, that we recognize that we're in it for the long haul, And it's just like a stupid, simple analogy would be if you just had dinner and you're clearing the table to do the dishes and there's four plates and you try and carry all four at once back to the sink and they come crashing down versus if you took two trips, right? Just taking a little bit slower. And the problem I have initially when I hear people say what I just said, because you hear a lot of people who are interviewed say, I wish I would have told myself, be more patient, it will come. The problem I have with that and with what I just said is that, well, if I told myself to be more patient early on, would I still have hustled? Would I still have gotten to where I'm at? Because whenever I hear like Tim Ferriss or someone interview a guest and like, I would tell my 20-year-old self, just be patient, let it come to you. Well, that's a bunch of BS. Because that might have taken the edge from their approach to where they wouldn't have done the things that made them stand out or made them excel. And so what I would say instead of perhaps be patient is to understand that we need to do things daily and consistently, because that shows that we're in it for the long haul. And we're taking action, but we also understand that this is a process and it's not going to happen overnight. It reminds me of my first month as an entrepreneur, and I was trying to get new emails to build my database. I spent over $1,000 on a Facebook ad, and I got like, I don't know, 12 emails or something. And it was because I thought I was reading all these other Facebook ads, quite frankly, and they were saying you can build your email list really quickly. Here's how you do it. And I tried it and it utterly flopped. And I realized that I was trying to build a database overnight when that's just not how it works. You build a community over time and you build your business over time. Certainly we have success. Perhaps we can have larger success than what we anticipated. And I have larger success than what I anticipated in a relatively short amount of time, controlling about $100 million now and assets under management in 3.5 years since I left the advertising industry. But it's through consistent action that that happens. That's the main takeaway.
I'm glad you said that, because I've fallen into this trap in the past, and I'm sure a lot of Best Ever listeners have as well, as when they hear the advice of be patient, it's like, oh, perfect. Well, I just don't have to do anything. I can just be lazy and then results will just come. Whereas kind of what you said, you have to do consistent action every single day and then be patient in regards to the results coming back, and don't expect your direct mailing for one time expecting to get all the deals in the world to come for you. You have to do it consistently and build up that momentum and be patient before you get your results. But that doesn't mean just do nothing or be lazy. It just means be patient in terms of waiting for the results to come in. But I guess that's still a balance as well.
Yeah, and it goes back to this study that we just mentioned in the book, The Talent Code, where we identify ourselves as being in this for the long run. Then there's less anxiety about not having immediate results, but rather consistent and daily improvement, and knowing that the results will come over time. That's just how the world works if we do something daily and consistently.
I've got like a million other things I could talk about. Maybe we can talk about it in the next podcast. But there's another book about mastery that reminds me a lot of the things we're talking about right now. But to explain it will take way too long. So maybe next week. Stay tuned, best ever listeners.
Well, now we have to talk about it next week, Theo. So you just teed it up, and I'm looking forward to that. So we must talk about it next week, and we will. So we'll make sure to write that down, and we'll be talking about mastery next week. So other things, just got back a couple days ago from the Windy City of Chicago. And yes, that name is fitting for sure, at least last Saturday when we were there. Colleen and I went there, hung out, saw the city. Alex, thank you for your recommendation on places to go to in Chicago, and then others sent good recommendations as well. I just happen to remember his because he sent like 5 or 6 different restaurants. Got some deep dish pizza, saw Navy Pier, and then also just watched some football at Mother Hubbard's bar in, I think it's called Streeterville, in some little suburb of Chicago. And then we went to Shaw's. Highly recommend that if anyone's likes the seafood thing, went to Shaw's in that same area, and then came back. So really enjoyed that on a personal note. And then the more business stuff, our deal in Dallas is closing at the middle to the end of December. We just sent out the legal documents to the investors, so they're starting to review those documents. And one thing we did, because of the interest rates being a little wacky right now and increasing so much, we actually bought a cap for the interest rate. So we're able to cap out the amount that the interest rate will rise over the next 4 years, which gave ourselves as well as investors a lot of comfort, because we don't know exactly where interest rates are going to go for the foreseeable future. Well, we never know, but now in particular with the election and some things. So we're able to do that, and that's been a good tactic that we just did. And then lastly, we have a conference, the best ever conference. And because today is Black Friday, there is a code for 10% off your ticket. The code is BEST, B-E-S-T. Wonder where we came up with that, right? Code is BEST, B-E-S-T. You get 10% off, and I think you also get a little welcome package at the conference, a little special welcome package that includes a multifamily syndication crash course video, which is a 40-minute video outlining the step-by-step process, and then also a spreadsheet and a signed copy of my book at the conference. So go to besteverconference.com. That's besteverconference.com. Go check out that conference and put in the code BEST, B-E-S-T, and you'll get 10% off. And then you'll get this little package whenever you attend. The conference is in Denver, February 24th, 25th. We have a bunch of incredible speakers. Go to the conference page, besteverconference.com, and you can see who all has been announced so far. We're continually adding more people, and then go watch some of our fun hip-hop videos introducing each of the speakers and get to know each of the speakers too. So hope to see everyone there. Go to besteverconference.com, get 10% off. I don't know how long that sale will last, but certainly if you're listening to it today on Black Friday, it will certainly still be up. So with that being said, I think we're going to wrap up. Theo, you got any parting thoughts for us?
I don't. Just definitely check out those videos. They're very entertaining. And if you guys had the chance, come out to that Best Ever Conference and meet me and Joe in person.
All right. Well, Best Ever listeners, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving yesterday, doing whatever it is that you wanted to do with whomever you wanted to do it with. And looking forward to talking to you tomorrow on the show. And hope you have the best of the weekend, and talk to you soon.
A good mentor can hold the keys to your real estate investing success. I've seen that firsthand with my own real estate career. Whether you're just getting started in investing or have experience, a mentor is a must. Learn the secrets of real estate investing with Peter Vexelman at coachingbypeter.com. That's C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G-B-Y-P-E-T-E-R.com.